Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the next episode of Sounds of the City Radio with your host, Ryan. It is Friday, June 8th, and I have a beautiful show planned out for you guys today. We have the lovely Kyla Kaitami, ex-member of Delhi to Dublin. She's going to be in studio with us today because she's going to be performing tonight as part of the Soma Sound System mashup creation happening once a month. And the show's going to be tonight at Chapel Arts. Essentially what the show is, it's a bunch of different rooms, a variety of music, local DJs, including myself, will be playing there tonight. Yes, I'm having my live DJ debut. I've decided to leave the on-air studio today. And perform some live music for you guys tonight. So check it out. Come by. I'm personally on at between 9:30 and 11:30. But Kyla will be on from midnight to 1 with her wicked violin tunes. But that's going to be in a little bit. Right now, I have a bunch of shows up for you guys that I would love to promote for you guys. So those of you who is the first time listening to Sounds of the City, my show is dedicated to promoting upcoming live concerts in Vancouver, in and around Vancouver, close by. Whether it's local, international, big, small, heavy metal, whatever, all types of genres, upcoming shows, if it needs promotions, I try my best to give a shout out to all the good music that's out there. Because we all know that there's some bad music out there, and we don't like bad music, do we? Hell no. Therefore, I'm going to start off the show by playing some one of my favorites, Balkan Beatbox. They're playing part of the Jazz Festival this year. And the Jazz Festival is starting in the next 2 weeks. Starts after the next 2 weeks and goes on into the first week of July. And they got tons and tons and tons of good bands. I can't play them all for you, but we have Vancouver's very own Destroyers playing. The Boom Booms are playing. Marie and the Shower are playing. These are all just the great bands from Vancouver. If you want to go outside of Vancouver, we got Robert Randolph playing. We got Trombone Shorty playing. We have George Benson playing. It's a whole bunch of good times. I would recommend checking out coastaljazz.ca for the full lineup. However, for now, I got one lined up for you guys. It's by Balkan Beatbox, and they're going to be playing on June 27th at the Vogue Theater. Tickets for that show are only $30 in advance, and you can buy that on coastaljazz.ca. But for now, let's check a song called Move It by Balkan Beatbox. You're listening to On Sounds of the City Radio with your host, Rain.
My favorite, I might fly with it and I might drown in it. I might look aside of it, but I can't ignore it. Don't be the ignorant who turns his back on it. And now we're in the race, and now you show your face. If you can find your place, then we can show you how to send it to outer space. So you can skip the barrier and move it to your area, so we can bust your radio and speak out to the speakers and scream out to the sleepers. They freak out when they hear us, cause we make beats like gorillas. In this giant country jungle, the digital monkeys on a move. Talking straight, we never mumble, making sure your dancing feet will move. We'll be right back.
I try to figure out if there's something I can do to change the way you see me, and yet I see you. The color of my skin, I like the color of my eyes. It's getting me in trouble, costing me a hefty price. I try to stay away from all those sacred glands. I'll try to stay in town, I'll try to make it stand. Into my eyes, you'll see the color blue. If I look at you, I see a human who is living in this town like I live every day, trying to survive, trying to find his way. If you're looking at my skin, you'll see the color black. We better look ahead than look back. We better make this town a better place to live in, 'cause what you're gonna get is what you give.
You guys say hi then. And the lovely music that we just heard was from the lovely Balkan Beatbox, which I actually just lost the notebook for it for, but it's right here. And the songs we just heard were Move It, and following that we had Blue Eyed Black Bay. Joining us in studio today, I have the lovely Kai Tammy, a former member of Delhi to Dublin, and her awesome manager, Nick, is with us today. First of all, thumbs up to you both for waking up at 4:30 in the morning for Nick and 5 in the morning for Kaitami. Can I call you Kyla or Kaitami?
Kaitami, please.
Kaitami.
Yes.
5 in the morning for Kaitami, 4 in the morning for Nick.
Yes.
They woke up from Victoria and they made it out here.
The extra large Americano sitting right here.
You need cocaine to keep you up that early in the morning, darling. Jesus Christ. Because of that, you guys get the Honorable Sounds of the City You Kick Ass Award for
yes.
joining us.
Awesome.
There's going to be
high fives.
There's going to be an actual award with that, but we're still a work in progress. We're going to be more with Kaitami and Nick in a bit shortly. However, continuing on with the rest of my upcoming shows that I have for you planned for you guys today, I have the lovely Trombone Shorty, and he's going to be playing at the part of the Vancouver Jazz Festival. And Trombone Shorty he's playing on June 22nd in Center in Vancouver for Performing Arts. Tickets for that show are a little bit on the pricier side of life. They're $50. However, okay, and I guess I'm going to say this. I think he's very an extremely egocentric person. However, he is an absolutely incredible, incredible, incredible trombone and trumpet player. He's so good that even though I might not be the biggest fan of his personality, his music just makes everything worth the while. So I want to play you one by him. It's called Do To Me. You're listening to on Sounds of the City Radio here at 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You came here to move, showing up tonight, so to show and prove. I know you feel so good when you're feeling the groove, and I can show you how it's done. But hold on, not so fast. You got the feeling, make the fire last. You wanna feel it from me, I wanna feel it from you. I say, what you gonna do? Or what you gonna do to me? Or what I'm gonna do to you? I bet you like it.
bet you like it. Late night, with the lights down low, safe and sound by the bedroom door. I bet you still won't move, I bet you still want more. And then you shake it like you did before. Crazy to be holding out, waiting till no one's around. There's no better place than here, there's no better time than now. You like it,
that you like it.
What you gonna do to me? Well, ooh, what I'm gonna do to you? I bet you like it.
That was Trombone Shorty playing for you right there. Once again, they're going to be playing as part of the Vancouver International Jazz Festival, and their show is on June 22nd at Center in Vancouver for Performing Arts. Tickets for the show in advance are $50. If you like, you can buy tickets for that show at coastaljazz.ca. And I highly recommend going to coastaljazz.ca to just check out the entire lineup of artists, because A, they are brilliant. Carrying on with the continuation of the show, Scissor Sisters are playing June 20th at the Commodore Ballroom. Highly apologize because this show is sold out, but it's still, I highly recommend checking them out because they have a very, very, very positive, upbeat, gay, vibrant, which doesn't necessarily have to be gay to enjoy the music. It just means you're going to be very, very happy to listen to the music. So if you get a chance to get a pair of tickets to see that show, definitely I recommend trying to do so. Mm-hmm. But this one is called Fight Fire with Fire, and you're listening to it on Sounds of the City Radio. We'll be right back.
You can see that you're being surrounded from every direction. Love was just something you found to add to your collection. It used to seem we were number one, but now it sounds so far away. I had a dream we were running from some blazing arrows yesterday. You said fire, fire. You've done, your fears have been disguising. direction. Cause there's someone behind every end, and you've made a connection.
The music you just heard was from the Scissor Sisters, and they're playing on June 20th at the Commodore Ballroom. Sorry, tickets are sold out, but if you can find one on Craigslist, I highly recommend doing so, because it'll make you really, 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 really happy. Once again, we're back here with Kai Tammy and her special dedicated manager, Nick. I highly recommend getting a piece of pen and paper right now and writing down the number 604-822-2487. Because in a little bit, not now, in a little bit, I might ask you guys to call in, and I might give you guys a pair of free tickets to see a show. That's $40 value of tickets. And then you can go check out, see Kai Tammy play. And if you show up at 9:30, you can check out to see DJ Raheem play. But the number for the station is 604-822-2487.
You were giving it your personal number there.
That comes on the after show. Everything has its appropriate time, darling. You guys just came back from the U.S. How was that?
Oh, it was awesome. We played eight dates in about 2 weeks. And the whole purpose of the tour was to go and play a festival in Joshua Tree. Mm-hmm. And while we were down there, we caught the solar eclipse, which where we were, we saw up to 90%. And it was really cool. And played some really hot shows and got a little bit of sun, which was...
So the highlight of the tour was not the music, it was the sun, it was the solar eclipse, the relaxation.
Well, I figured this was like a PG show, so I didn't want to get like...
As I tell all people, you were allowed to say two F words per show. One for me, one for you. Well, since we have a third person, I guess we can extend it to three. So everyone gets one F word in this. Shit, we get two of each. I already said one. Everything else is pretty much really cool.
So the first night, we show up in Portland, and my DJ and drummer were staying at their house for a couple days, and we walk into the living room, and they've got two strippers and a bunch of cocaine on the table, and that's how it started.
The kickoff.
I went to bed. I actually didn't partake in that whole scene.
It's okay, sure.
Before people out there get any, ideas.
It's times like these where my personal number will come in handy for you to call me to tell me where to go. I was sitting at home just wondering how to do my radio show the next day. That's not a fun place to do. I'd much rather go to your parties. Yeah. But Nick, tell me. So you started from Portland. Then as the booking manager, like, how did you pull it off?
Well, I participated in it. Kai Tammy does a lot of bookings herself and with her agent that she has. We started off in Portland for a couple of days. And then we went up to Eureka and...
also known as the Emerald Triangle.
Oh, the Emerald Triangle, yes. So that's saying that some good greenery was growing up in those places. So we went through there and then went all the way down again to Joshua Tree, to the Mojave Desert, and killed the festival and...
And how many kilometers did you drive on this tour, Nick? Just so people know that it's not all glamour, right?
Yes, so it was 5,500 kilometers in 14 days with 60 hours of driving. And it was a long pull. Lots of energy drinks.
I did about 3 of those hours. I did, didn't I?
Two, three.
Okay. I drove two.
You guys have to work as a team, right?
That's exactly. Right.
Or else, how else can you make it work? Kaitami, right now you're doing your solo album that I have in front of me. Prior to this, you were a member of the famous Deleted Dublin band. And before that, you said you were part of a punk rock band. All right, you have to give us an explanation of who are you, where did you start, and how many different bands have you been in?
I actually was born in Vancouver, and I don't even know how many bands I've played in, but it's been a lot in all different styles. I've experimented with hip hop and dance hall and metal and punk and electronic. Electronic is, and hip hop are my true, is at the core of my sound, I think, what I'm doing with it. And this album I put out this year at the February 2012, and I went to Toronto to work on it with my friend Stephen Mack, and we recorded it pretty much like over 3 weeks in Toronto in 2011. So this was post Delhi to Dublin, which I was with them from the very beginning, the very first show, Celtic Fest, I think 2005.
Six.
Well, thank you.
I did my research. I hope I got it right.
See, it's all kind of blurry to me. Really, it was crazy. We did so much touring, and it was fun while it lasted. And I don't know. I'm still continuing to have fun and collaborate with all kinds of different musicians, and still out there trying to push the boundaries and experiment.
So, how have you pushed the boundaries in this album as opposed to the other ones?
Well, it's funny because I was like, I was going to just start reworking some old tracks that Steve and I had started, and then we just ended up writing all this new stuff, and I got on the mic more, and I really got into the production of it, playing keys, like synth lines, and just being there for a lot of the decision making and arrangement, and also bringing in guest musicians, making those kinds of decisions. So I really, really feel like this album represents where I'm at with music at this time in my life.
So you're not just a violin player, you're a keys player, you're a hip-hop artist, producer, everything, right?
I dabble in all those things.
Have you played guitar?
No. Mm-hmm. Sadly, no.
There's always the next step. Let's hear one from the album. This one's called Bass is High. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City Radio.
to know what's all about the souls of Kaitani. Or the big bad ragamuffin chapman.
The bass is in your face.
SFU Woodwards presents Miss, The Golden Dawn. An original electronic opera, The Golden Dawn will be performed in two intimate shows at the Goldcorp Centre for the Arts. From Miss' live show of elaborate and handmade costumes, visuals and lightings, they have created an electronic opera that weaves a story told in theatre, dance and video. The Miss plays Studio D on June the 22nd and 23rd. Showtime at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20 and can be purchased through sfuwoodwards.ca.
An exploration of sound, art, nature, and the infinite. Motion Notion. July 19th to 23rd in a spectacular mountainous location near Golden, BC. Check out 5 stages with 27 headliners, including The Crystal Method, Dirty Phonics, Savoy, Gaudi, John 00 Fleming, and others. Motion Notion. July 19th to 23rd, Golden, BC. Tickets and info at motionnotion.com.
Back on air now. And we are back on air with Kaitami and Nick. And the song we just heard was Bass is High. Tell us a brief about that song. How did you come up with it? It's very different. This is actually my first time listening to your new stuff. I'm still used to you rocking out on the fiddle, going crazy with that. You obviously sing in multiple different languages on this one. Come on, give an explanation.
Well, that's actually not just myself on the mic. It's myself, Geneva B, who's a vocalist based in Toronto, Mr. Chapman, who is a ragamuffin based out of Seattle, and Necrodonis, who is a metal guitar player from Victoria, BC.
Are these guys Greek mythology, like myths, or?
It's metal, or, come on.
All right, fair enough.
Necrodonis. Anyway, brilliant.
Sounds like this big white bearded dude that's going to come flying out of the sky with the electric guitar.
Brilliant guitar player. But so I guess it started with kind of like a beat that Steve had with a little bit of distorted guitar on it, and then I started writing these lyrics, and then I figured out these riffs. I know you might recognize a little hint of Crazy Train in there, and then my blistering violin solo in the middle, and I don't know, that one was a lot of fun to put together. We had a lot of fun with that. Oh, Jimbo Jack from the notorious Dago Abortions also makes a little guest vocal appearance on that track.
So, I don't know, you play so good that I can only assume that you've been playing your entire life. When did you start the violin?
Almost my whole life, but I did start when I was 3. I went to the Vancouver Academy of Music, and
sounds very poshy and very non-coke and strippery.
The exact opposite, but it did, it provided me with the basis that I needed to, or that, you know, the basis of my whole, you know, abilities and technique and ears. So I did, you know, orchestra, private lessons, technique classes, the whole shebang. And my next phase was playing at an Irish pub in Whistler, where I went from playing like one time in a month to 4 nights a week, 5 hours a day of fiddling and playing cover songs. And that really, and a little bit of drinking too. And that kind of, that really got my inspiration back and the fun and the love of and joy of playing music again. And then I kind of got bored of that because we were just playing cover songs, and I really wanted to start making, I had ideas and I wanted to start making original music and experimenting with my sound. And I had started working with electronics and went to an electric violin. So I came to Vancouver and started working with different producers. Jacob Sino was one of the first. The Phonograph was also one of the first, and Stephen Meck, who produced this album, and some others, and that's when I started playing with all these different bands. And
and you're performing with Phonograph tonight as well, right?
I am. Yes, we've been working together since 2003.
Which song on the album did he work on?
He produced number 9. It's called Verses.
All right. You know what? That sounds like one I would like to start. Play. Do you think I can play Verses now that, especially now that Phonograph's on it? Is that cool?
I think
with you?
That would be great.
That would be great. We're gonna go listen to Verses in un momento, but before that, give me a call at 822-2487 right now to get a pair of free tickets, and we'll be back, and then we're gonna have promoter Stefan Chaminoid from Soma Sound System Productions, and we're gonna have a little conversation with him about tonight's show. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City Radio here at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. the song we just... Well, actually, why don't I let Kaitami tell us about the song that she just had. What was the name of that song?
That last song was called Verses, and we recorded it at a house very close to Jericho Beach. And I just really like the vibe of it. In a review, someone called it dubstep light because it kind of has that, definitely has that influence. But I think it has a very West Coast. It reminds me of like of a misty West Coast rainy day. And
is that the type of stuff we're also going to be hearing tonight at your show tonight with Soma's sound system, which should be on the line? Soma, are you there? Soma, can I hear you? Can you hear my voice? Okay, not yet. He's probably just using a washroom break. He'll be back in uno momento. But
yes, you will be hearing a little bit of dubstep on at my show tonight. I really go all over the place in my show. There's a little bit of hip hop, drum and bass, electro. I cover a lot of ground in my set, and it's really interactive. Another reason why the track's called Verses is because Phono and I really have this, you know, battle kind of thing happening with his scratching and my playing. So
it looks like it's going to be a promising event of good dance times. Soma, do I have your voice now? I hope I do.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I finally got you on there. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. Thank you for inviting us on your Sounds of the City show. It's great.
Thanks for listening. You are actually one of my favorite listeners. I have had the opportunity to interview Steph Shamanoid a couple of months ago, but tonight I'm going to be interviewing him as part of the Kaitami Trio because his promotion company is going to be is organizing tonight's show. Steph, so this is a monthly event that you organize, Mashup Creation. Give us a brief about what it is.
Okay, we try to find a very friendly location out of the kind of normal club vibe atmosphere, so we have nice security, nice spaces, multiple rooms, places for people to socialize and hang out, and it's in a converted chapel, so we...
But what's the event? What kind of, like, what type of music? You play different types of music?
Music's very collective, that's why it's called Mashup Creation. We try to bring the best of the local and emerging producers and artists in more along the live element. We're much more into the creativity side of things. So, I mean, like, for example, tonight we have Kaitami, who's very extremely collective about her sound. It's almost impossible to describe what she's doing. And we have an artist from the Bay Area, U.S., called Noah No One, who does very original kind of glitch hop sound. And he's an awesome producer, very active on the West Coast festival scene. And we have Shine, who does like world electronica, who works a lot with Adam Shake, which is kind of world beat. And we have J.A. DJ, who's runs a record label and producers as well. He's going to be playing kind of techno.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to stop you there 1 second. You said live performances have creativity, so does that mean DJs don't have creativity? Have you looked at tonight's lineup of creative DJs?
Well, that's an exception of DJ Ryan, who's
exactly. There's going to be tons of creativity following on. Hey, if you want me to show up, you got to be nice to me. You have to be nice to me. I can be a good crybaby. But so this show, I follow your previous mashups, and they've been more local. You have a little bit of a bigger lineup with Kaitami and No One. What made you come up with this lineup? How did this come about?
We just thought we'd expand it a little bit more because we have been having quite successful nights down there, and I just thought we'd just invite someone from out of town, which is a bit different for this. So yeah, it's a definite step up, and it's definitely the best lineup we've had for Mashup Creation, undoubtedly. And it's a bit of a celebration. This is the last Soma Sound System event, indoor event, this until like probably fall. So we're now going to be moving on to the road and taking the Soma Sound System with our sound system and collective actually around on a tour of like BC. So this is the last one in Vancouver, so it's going to be a bit of a celebration for everybody, and yeah, just bigger and better. And you know, we always try to evolve and, you know, improve on things. And so yeah,
so like in a month from now, so it's going to be DJ Rain and Kaitami. They're going to be performing like a massive show in the middle of a forest, right, with like your sound system's going to be set up there, and we're going to throw a rave together. Is that the plan?
This is definitely the plan, yeah.
Okay, Cool. Yeah, you can definitely book me in. You can definitely book me in for that show. And I'm assuming you can book in Kaitami as well. She seems like she's really, really interested. She has a big smile on her face right now.
Awesome, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure we all, like, prefer to be outside in the beautiful nature of BC, enjoying this space with the music rather than being inside little clubs or big clubs or whatever. It's much nicer to be on the road, especially BC summer, if it actually decides to come this year.
No, it will. It's we had a decent May. June's not looking too promising, but hey, give it to July, and then I promise you, I value on these Sounds of the City gods that the sunshine will pop out. That's what we're for.
Okay.
And we're actually, the radio station, we're going to be moving our booth. Once the sun comes out, we're going to be moving our DJ station to the balcony on the other side of the building, and we're going to be performing to the public. So you can actually, if you get off the bus loop in UBC, you can actually see us DJ, which would be nice because we're not in a in a closed room, and you know, people actually get to wave at us and throw things at us, and you know, all the fun times, all the fun good times.
Excellent. Yeah.
Great. So this is the last one. Any crazy for these summer plans? How can we know more about them?
Well, the best way
You're throwing, these are obviously legal crazy drug parties, right?
Everything we're going to be doing is going to be legal. But it should be illegal, but they will be legal. So, you know, it's all going to be great, healthy fun. We're going to have permission, and we're going to have support from all our local communities wherever we go. And yeah, it's a big investment in time, energy, and responsibility of calling all the artists. We need to make sure wherever we go, we are welcome, and we, you know, like, it's going to be secure. So that's a definite priority.
And any crazy upcoming live performance, like any major ones that we need to know about for the fall?
There's a lot happening right now. There's really too much to mention, but I mean, we're looking at like NPR's festival coming up really, really soon, and Diversity, and then we're having a little break just playing as Shamanoid at Motion Notion. Then we're doing installs again, taking it to Lund Gazebo in the summer, which is a fantastic spot. It's like right up the end of kind of Power River, and people can camp out, and there's a beautiful beach right near it, so that's going to be really nice. We're doing a full install at Karma Festival in Pemberton on a long weekend, September 1, 2, and 3, so that's going to be great, and Shamanoid's headlining that festival, and the Soma Sound System is going to be...
That sounds fantastic, and give me a call back, let me know when me and Kaitami are going to be, which of your summer shows we're going to be on, okay? Don't forget to do that.
But the best way for your listeners to find out about what's happening is probably on Facebook and look for Soma Sound System, S-O-M-A Sound System, and make friends with Soma Shamanoid, and then people can be updated, because it's going to be quite a closed network happening. So just because a lot of the locations have a limited capacity and stuff, so it's going to be invited like this.
Dude, you throw on good shows, and we all highly look forward to hearing your great shows starting from tonight. And let's hear more of really interested in Kaitami's new album. So far, it's been really rocking. I would like to play you guys, my listeners, more of what you're going to be hearing tonight. Steph, thanks so much for calling in. Stay tuned, because you're going to be listening to some of the music that you're promoting tonight. This one's called Kaitami Rocks. And Steph, are you feeling generous? Do you want to give out another pair of tickets? We already gave out one pair. You can give out two.
Sure. Three, okay.
There you go.
I'm happy with that. The more the merrier.
The more the merrier, eh? Okay.
Yeah.
No, you might not have any more tickets to give actually sell now that you said that. Always the best thing to do is get the promoter on air so you can catch him on the spot. So you're like, hey, can I have a bunch of tickets and a bunch of free CDs while we're at it for our listeners? Nah. Do you have any t-shirts to give away? No? No? Okay.
I'll give away a CD.
I don't have t-shirts, but I'll give away an album if someone wants to call in.
Sweet. Right.
And maybe with the ticket so they can pick it up tonight.
Done deal. Call in right now at 604-822-2487 and get yourself a pair of tickets to see Kaitami play live tonight at the Chapel Arts. And thanks for calling in, Steph. We'll see you tonight at the show.
Thanks for having us all on there.
See you later, Steph.
Thanks for your support.
See ya.
You put on a great, great show.
This one's called Kaitami Rocks.
Shut up! Chapman long side, can't come again.
You can't see anything in your eyes. You can't see anything outside.
I'm gonna rock right now. I'm kind of keen to get down. Yeah, I'm internationally known. I'm gonna rock on the microphone.
I'm sexy.
You know I'm here on a mission. Better just listen. With violin, I'm musical magician. Many J here. It's a sound technician with beats prime to show them no more position.
She feel rock. Kite me na the place. She come be nice up this spot. She call parago muffin pan de mic me a chat. So when we link it up, we come in hotter than hot. And anything we preach, you know, say it a top notch. Violin it off, we play alongside the DJ talk. Now this your tune, it come be nice up the block. We come in at the place just like we launch an attack.
The 35th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 13th to 15th. From Dan Magan, The Head in the Heart, and Hey Rosetta, to the voice of Tunisia's Emil Mathluthi and Mozambique's Wazimbo, you'll find artists you know and love, plus a world of amazing music to discover. 3 evenings, 2 full days of music and magic, you want to be there. The Vancouver Folk Music Festival early bird deadline is June 11th. Info and tickets available at thefestival.bc.ca. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM. This month in the June issue of Discorder, we chat with Needles and Pins about superstitions, disband some winter woes with Young Pacific, meet the fellows of Capital Six and their heartfelt psych folk jams, and find out about the glamorous life of a touring indie band and our feature on Beekeeper. Plus, sad about the end of Coachella? Never fear, not when you have part one of our Vancouver Summer Festival Guide. See what the Anza Club is all about in our venues section. Learn about the fictional band Wet Leather in Textually Active. As always, find out about the latest and greatest music, both live and recorded, in the Discorded calendar, under review and real live action section. And don't forget about our feature on Music Waste, which takes place June 4th to 10th. And meet DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack, hosts of Trance and Dance, in our On the Air section. All this and more from Discord, that magazine from CITR 101.9 FM, supporting local music for over 25 years.
And we are back with Sounds of the City Radio. We had a very special episode today, and we played a lot of music from the lovely Kaitami, a former member of Dirty Dublin, and she does her own solo work right now, and she's doing a great job at it. Once again, tonight, her show is alongside my own show tonight at the Chapel Arts as part of Soma Sound System Presents Mashup Creation. And tickets for the show are only $20 in advance. If you didn't call in to get a pair of tickets, that sucks. But I will be giving out another pair on my Facebook page once you answer my secret question. What the secret question is, you have to go on my Facebook page to like it to find out it. So go type in Sounds of the City and you can find. See, that's pretty good Facebook promo, don't you guys think?
Oh, yeah,
I try.
Definitely.
I'll be getting out a pair of tickets then. But I think Kaitami also has, before we head off and I give the microphone off to Dorothy with Stereo Blues, Kaitami has a whole bunch of other shows. So in case you have to go to the hospital tonight, you can't make it tonight and you can't listen in live on CITR, because as of 11 o'clock, we're going to be broadcasting the entire show live. So between 11 and 12, we're going to have Shine, world-class didgeridoo player, and Shine, he's going to be playing. It's didgeridoo, but he also has electronics in the background. It'll be a pumping show. Between 11 and 12, it's going to be Shine. Between 12 and 1, we're going to have Kaitami. And between 1 and 2, we're going to have Noah Noah from San Francisco playing at Chapel Arts. Once again, from 11 to 2 in the morning, there's going to be a live broadcast of this event here at CITR. And you can either tune in like you are right now, 101.9 FM, or at www.citr.ca. But then again, if you're listening to this, you probably know how to tune in. So, good job. Kaitami has, but once again, if you can't make it for whatever reason, can't listen to radio, you just can't do it, Kaitami has a whole bunch of other shows that I would like her to tell you guys about.
Yes.
Bring out the list. Bring out the list.
Out it comes. And so, pretty busy summer coming up. Playing at Victoria Jazz Fest at the end of this month.
You're opening for Balkan
Beatbox. Nice. Yes, I'm looking forward to that. I'm also at Vic Fest the week before. Going up to Edmonton, North Country Fair. Also playing Kaloa Festival in Kelowna. And I will also be at Shambhala at the Rock Pit on Saturday night, I think 10 or 10:30. And a bunch of dates in between, because I book tours around these festivals, like, because especially when you're traveling somewhere like north of Edmonton, it's such a long drive. So hitting spots in between, you just have to check my website or check
what's
my
website?
Or just my Facebook page, Kaitami, my band page, has all my tour dates up there. So anyway, hope to see you out at something this summer. And thanks a lot for having me on the show.
Thank you for coming. But one last question. What's your favorite one between out of all these shows? What's your by favorite one, what's your favorite type? Do you like indoor shows? Do you like concert shows? Do you like festival shows? Like, what's your best one?
I like it all. I like it all. And what I like about it is that it's never the same. Imagine it was just all outdoor shows. You know, like, it's just never the same. I've played everything from, like, on the side of a mountain in, like, minus 10 to, like, the desert and, you know, 30 above. And, you know, it's just always different. And I'm definitely, Nick and I are not bored.
We should create a montage video of you, like, playing in the snow, playing in the sun, playing everything just with your violin.
Yeah, I played Blizzard Fest in Montreal this winter. That was quite chilly, but really fun. It's just always different. I love what I do, and I feel pretty fortunate that people out, you know, want to listen to me do what I do. So,
well, people will love to listen to you tonight at Chapel Arts. Kaitami, thanks for coming in. We're going to leave Sounds of the City tonight, today, with a last song by Kaitami. It's called Safe House Anthem, and then you'll be back with Dorothy from Stereo Blues. Thanks for listening to Sounds of the City. Like us on Facebook, and if you want another pair of tickets too, go see that show, go on the Facebook page and answer the secret question. Till next time, next week at 10 a.m. Peace out. Have a good one, you guys. Thank you.
system is corrupted. Living in a world with not people lost men. Doing dirty things and doing the devious things. Think that disgusting.
You should not ever trust them.
Come on, ghetto people, make we unite, please stop them. Open up on the eye. Now look who they target. In the ghetto, you they want to deprive from getting your blessing. Bigger problem, need addressing.
I think you're stressing.
Can't stress it. When I tell you about the system. When we tell you about the system, better you be in a safe
I'd like you to hear something. They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Your volunteer run station.
They're just two average guys for the need and volunteer.
What's going on? You've been away for far too long. You can't come back and think you are still there. You're out of touch, my baby. My phone just got it, baby. I said, baby, 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 you're out of touch. Left out. of there without a doubt. Cause baby, 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 you're out of time. The girl who wants to run away discovers that she's had a day. It's no good, you're thinking that you're all still mad. You're out of touch, my baby.